visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek to know what to share. How will understanding the life and mission of the Savior increase your faith in Him and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Light of the World. This is part of a series of visiting teaching messages featuring aspects of the mission of the Savior. As we come to understand that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, we will increase our faith in Him and become a light to others. Christ testified of His role as the true light that lighteth every man and woman that cometh into the world, Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 2, and asked that we hold up His light that it may shine unto the world, 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 24. Our prophets have also testified of the light of Christ. President Henry B. Eyring, first counselor in the first presidency, said, "Each time you choose to try to live more like the Savior, you will have your testimony strengthened. You will come in time to know for yourself that He is the light of the world. You will reflect to others the light of Christ in your life." Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said of our being a light to the world, "We need to protect our families and be at the forefront together with all people of goodwill in doing everything we can to preserve light, hope, and morality in our communities." From the Scriptures, John chapter 8, verse 12, Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 24, section 115, verse 5. From our history, Latter-day Saint women today continue to hold up their light. On the 80th floor of a high-rise in Hong Kong, China, a single sister with physical disabilities, the only Latter-day Saint in her family, created a home that was a haven, where she and visitors could feel the influence of the Spirit. She kept her scriptures, her Relief Society manuals, and her hymn book nearby. She traveled to the temple to perform ordinances for her ancestors. In Brazil, a righteous mother raised her children in the light of the gospel. Primary songs filled the air in her red brick home, and pictures from church magazines of temples, prophets of God, and the Savior covered the walls. She and her husband sacrificed to be sealed in the temple so their children could be born in the covenant. Her constant prayer was that the Lord would help her bring up her children in the light, truth, and strength of the gospel. What can I do? 1. Discuss what it means to be a light to the world today. 2. Ponder how following the light of Christ helps you endure trials. End of visiting teaching message. The Divine Mission of Jesus Christ, Light of the World, read by Jane Wise.